Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Rise and shine, campers. It's Groundhog Day. What a day to have my community comment. You know, it has to be a lighthearted day, right? And anybody want to take a wild-ass guess? Do you think Puxy Tiny Phil is going to see his shadow? Well, a little history for you history buffs. The first reported news of a Groundhog Day observance was made by a local newspaper back in 1886. At the time they were going to press, the beast had not even seen his shadow. However, it was not until the following year, in 1887, that the first Groundhog Day was considered to be official. It was commemorated there with a group making a trip to Gobbler's Knob. People have been gathering there annually at the same site ever since. Proud to say that it was a Punxsutawney Elks Lodge that were the geniuses and the ones that carried out the actual celebration of events of the Groundhog festivities. I won't go into the details of their picnic ritual, but suffice it to say, the Punxsutawney Phil wasn't safe from the Elks. Oh, and the Elks had a special beverage, too, to go with it, called Groundhog Punch. Word was it had a flavor described as a cross between pork and chicken. The party did not attract enough outside interest, and the picnic was discontinued. Thank goodness for Punxsutawney Phil. Today, crowds of over 40,000 people gather there every year, which is 8 times the year-round population of this little town. The official Phil is pretended to be a super centurion, having the same forecast beast since 1887. Last year, during the 137th and most recent prognostication event, the groundhog once again saw its shadow, calling for 6 more weeks of winter. I believe he was right. And the Farmer's Almanac gives them an overall rating approval of 50%. I think the most entertaining thing to come out of this whole bit of history was the making of a very popular movie you'll see all over the cable channels. It's called Groundhog Day and stars Bill Murray. I have to tell you, if it comes on any time of the day or night, I just can't turn it off. The story really digs into the soul of a man who is an egomaniac. He's a weather forecaster and he's ready for makeup right now. Through the series of days, and my family and I have tried to count how many times he woke up to the radio station playing the same tune and the same announcer announcing to his audience that it was Groundhog Day, he tried everything he could think of to end this monotonous life, from jumping into the bathtub with an electric radio, jumping off a building, and driving into a canyon with a groundhog that he stole from the ceremony, all to see if he could end the repeating same day over and over. When he stops and he decides to take piano lessons and starts taking care of people and being nicer to his producers, does he learn what it's like to be more loving and a caring person and the benefits that befall one that loves his neighbor as himself? This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.